الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم، خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are doing the last 10 major signs of the يوم القيامة. And Alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so far we have done about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, Dajjal, and today the third sign, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam, we are going to discuss. As in this ayat of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear that the example of Isa alayhi salam is just the example of Adam alayhi salam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Adam alayhi salam from the sand, and thumma qala lahu kun fayakun, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed to it and said kun, be, and it became. So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown his qudrat and power in the creation of first human being, Hadrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, without father, without mother. There is no biological father or mother of Hadrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown his second miracle or second qudrat of Allah by creating Hadrat Hawa alayhi salam from the part of Adam alayhi salam, whether it's from left rib or whatever case may be, Allah knows best. And Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam was created without mother. You can say some portion of Adam alayhi salam was used, but she was born without mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created her without mother. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show the third dimension of his qudrat and power, that Allah can create a human being without father and mother, as Adam alayhi salam. He can create a human being without a mother, like Hawa alayhi salam and Eve. And now he can create the man without a father, which is Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam. And that is why in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the name of Isa alayhi salam 25 times. Isa ibn Maryam, Isa ibn Maryam, or Ibn Maryam, or Masih. So why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, being Khatimul Nabiyyin, being Imamul Anbiya, being Sayyidul Mursaleen, being Habibullah, the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the whole Quran. But his real name was mentioned in the Holy Quran only 5 times. And as Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned his name 25 times in about more than 33 surahs in different surahs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is about 13 surahs in different surahs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the incident of Isa alayhi salam. And one whole surah was named on the name of his beloved mother, Hadrat Maryam, Suratul Maryam in 16th chapter. So in that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, there are three groups. One is the Jewish, one is the Christian, and one is the Muslims, alhamdulillah. As far as Jewish are concerned, they were waiting for the Masih of Hidayah after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that Masih, according to their belief, would be savior, will be guide for them, will kill all the infidels and enemies. That's what they were expecting. When Isa alayhi salatu wasalam proclaimed his Nabuwat at the age of 30, he was 30 years old when he proclaimed himself as a Rasul of Allah, Messenger of Allah. And because they found him not as the Messiah of Hidayah, rather they found him and regard him as the Messiah of Dalal, the Messiah of misguiding. And that is why they did not accept him, and because Isa alayhi salam did not kill anybody. His policy or his Sharia was so lenient that if someone is giving you one clap on your one cheat, you must present another cheat in front of him, but don't take revenge. Taking revenge was not permissible in the Sharia of Isa alayhi salatu salam. It was only sabr and tolerance. So this logic did not make sense to Jewish. And that is why what they were expecting, Messiah of Hidayah, they did not find that quality in Isa alayhi salam. Unfortunately, that's why they became his enemy. And according to them, they killed or crucified Isa alayhi salam. And they don't believe in the resurrection of Isa alayhi salam. Now, they are waiting for the Messiah or the Savior, and which will be the Messiah of Dalal, the Messiah which misguide them, and that will be Dajjal. So when Dajjal will appear, they will regard him as their Messiah, as their Savior, and Dajjal is going to kill so many people. And this is what they wanted. They wanted their Messiah must kill infidels or those who do not believe in him. So the majority of the followers of Dajjal, as I mentioned last week also, will be Jewish. 70,000 Jewish from Khorasan will follow Dajjal and regard him as their Messiah. And they, he will claim as a Rabb. He will claim as Allah. And he showed the miracles and magics I mentioned last week. I don't want to go again in that same. So this is the one concept of the Jewish. That's why they are waiting for Messiah and we are waiting for Messiah. But this is the difference. Their Messiah is the Messiah of Dalal, which is called Dajjal, Antichrist. Now, the second group, the Christians, they believe that Isa alayhi salam was crucified and he sacrificed his life for the sake of people. And that is why in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they claim Isa alayhi salam as the son of God. And that is a big misconception and very big difference between Christianity and Islam. Because we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no child, has no wife. That is why Surah Al-Ikhlas is so popular and so great in the virtues, which is declaring and clarifying this wrong conception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. You must proclaim, you must declare, you must inform them, O Rasul of Allah, O beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah is only one. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. And he is very independent. اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ. He is very independent. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He is not begotten, not begotten. He did not give birth to anyone. And no one is his son. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. And he doesn't have any kufu, any family. So this makes it very clear in Islam that fundamental belief of Islam is Allah is one and he has no children. So what the Christian believe? Christian believe that Isa alayhi salam, and they call him Jesus Christ, came in this world as God Almighty sent him as his savior, and he sacrificed his life to protect the humanity. So according to them, he was crucified, and after 3 days, he was resurrected. He became alive again. And this is how they believe in the life after death, the resurrection, that is Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, was died, was killed, and then after 3 days, he was, came to life again. And that's how all people will come into the life. That is their concept. And then he was taken away after 40 days, and about 500 people watched him going to the sky. This is what there came. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَقَالْ مَا الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمْ إِلَّا رَسُولُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran that Masih, the Christ or Isa alayhi salam, he is the son of Maryam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making so many places clear that he is not son of God, but he is son of Maryam, Mary. And that is why when he was still infant, newborn baby, and people were accusing his mom, how you got this child? You are not married, and your family was very pious, and no one was in your family did this kind of act. How you got the child without marriage? So she indicated, because Jibril Salam instructed her that you go to the town, face the community, but when they ask you question, you say inni saimun, that I am fasting. According to their Sharia, keeping quiet is used to be regarded as a fasting. You know, when a person used to speak, his fast used to break. So she did the same thing. When they asked questions, she indicated, I am fasting, ask my son. They got mad. How this little child who just born can talk to us? And immediately, miraculously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the ability, and he spoke from the cradle. قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا. That I am Abdullah. The first word came out from the mouth of small child, infant baby, is not I am son of God. He said, Inni Abdullah. I am definitely, most certainly, I am the servant of Allah. Qala Inni Abdullah. Atani al-kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already granted me the book, Injil. You know, waja'alani nabiya. I am born Nabi. So that's why he made this willy killer from the beginning. So another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, wa isqala Isa ibn Maryama ya bani Israel inni rasulullah ilaykum. When Isa ibn Maryam, again, Isa ibn Maryam, Allah clarified it, that is not son of God, but is Isa ibn Maryam, spoken to the Bani Israel, addressed to Bani Israel, and said, inni rasulullah ilaykum. I am the messenger of Allah towards you people, musaddiqal lima bayna yaday min at-Tawrah. I am confirming whatever was before me, meaning the book, the divine book with the Torah, in the time of Musa alayhi salam. I am confirming and I am teaching, I am practicing on Torah as well. Wa mubashiram bi rasul yati min ba'di ismihi Ahmad. And I am giving you glad tidings, good news, that after me there is a prophet is going to come, and his name will be Ahmad. This is Surah Al-Sab, 20th chapter. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made, innamal masihu isa ibn maryam rasulullah. The Masih, the Jesus Christ, is son of Maryam, rasulullah. Definitely he is the messenger of Allah. Wa kalimatuhu, and is a great sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alqaha ila maryam, that he has been, blown into the chest of Maryam alayhi salam, wa ruhum minhu, and is the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are so many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned with regard to the Isa alayhi salam. So Christians believe that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God, and he was crucified. That's why they got the cross as a religious symbol. They put the cross in their necks, believing this is like we are subservient to the Jesus Christ, and he sacrificed his life for the sake of humanity. And he will descend. Now they are also waiting for the Messiah who will descend. Now, what the belief of the Muslims? We believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down approximately 124,000 prophets to guide the mankind. Amongst those, about approximately 315 or 325 were Rasul of Allah, message. There's the difference between Nabi and Rasul. Nabi is the one who follows the previous Rasul, the scriptures in Sharia. As the Rasul is granted the new Sharia, some changing, some alteration, and he establishes his new Sharia. So Rasul is higher than Nabi. Every Rasul can be Nabi, but every Nabi cannot be Rasul. And amongst this plus 300 prophets, in the Holy Quran is only 25 names we found. The Rasul and Nabi of Allah that mentioned in the Holy Quran are only 25, from Adam alayhi salam to our Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 25 names we found in the Holy Quran. Rest of the names we don't know, but we have to believe. We have to believe each and every Nabi of Allah were on rightly guided, and they came to guide the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards right path. Amongst these 25 names which are mentioned in the Holy Quran, there are five extraordinary, ulul azm, steadfast Rasul of Allah. And this category, this level is highest amongst all the prophets and the messengers. So among this ulul azm, five great messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, because his longest period of the preaching, 950 years. Second is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah, you know, who sacrificed so much and he was thrown into the fire and what and what. And he was commanded to slaughter his own son with his own hand in his dream. So he sacrificed so much for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is one of the ulul as steadfast Rasul of Allah, Khalilullah. The third one is Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah. That he used to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him so many miracles and sent him to guide Fir'aun. And the fourth one is Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Ruhullah. So, and fifth one is our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibullah. So these are the five steadfast prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the prophethood to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam at the age of 30. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became messenger of Allah at the age of 40. And lifespan of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was only 3 years. At the age of 33, this incident took place of crucifixion, and he was taken away to the heaven with his soul and body. This is what we believe, and this is what the big difference between Christianity and Islam. We believe that he was not crucified, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted in the Holy Quran. وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى ابْنَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, which is they claim, the Jewish people claim that inna qatalna, verily we have killed Masih Isa ibn Maryam, who is the messenger of Allah. But Allah ta'ala is clarifying Surah An-Nisa, wama qataluhu wama salabuhu, that they did not kill Isa alayhi salam, they did not crucify him, walakin shubbalahum, but they were been confused, they were been made confused about it. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكِّ مِنُهُ, difference of opinion among themselves with regard to the crucifixion of Isa alayhi salam. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ, they don't know the true hakikat and reality of Isa alayhi salam. إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ, they only follow that misconception and their thinking and their imagination. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ, Allah Ta'ala repeating again, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ, they did definitely not kill Isa alayhi salam, يَقِينًا. And this word yaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only use, yaqeen is certainty, no doubt about it, most certainly. So yaqeen, Allah has used only this one place in the whole Quran. Allah says, if you open the Quran, you won't find this word yaqeen anywhere else in the Quran. Only this, because it was so solid, fundamental aqidah and belief, that they used to regard him as the son of God and they used to believe that he was crucified. Allah declared, no, with confidence and with yaqeen and certainty, I'm declaring that he was not killed. Bar rafa'ullahu ilayhi, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him away, ilayhi, towards him, meaning in the heavens, in the sky. Wa kana Allahu azizan hakima, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most powerful and most wise. So it's clear cut for our belief is that Isa alayhi salam was not crucified, he was not harmed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is the shubbah lahum? There are two opinions. Number one is when this enemies surrounded his house to kill him, and there were about 12 disciples, followers of Isa alayhi salam, in that particular house at night, Friday evening, and they were having the last supper. Every Christmas they get together, they regard it last supper with the beer and bread. Nevertheless, so At that time, Isa alayhi salam asked one of he had about 72 or 80 people who embraced Islam within these three years. But amongst them, the 12 were his companions, Hawariyin, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sahaba, they call his Hawariyin, companion, disciples. So he asked them, who is willing to sacrifice his life for me, for my sake, and he will be with me in Jannah. So one of the disciples stood up. He said, I am ready, I am prepared to sacrifice my life in order to be with you in paradise. So he went out and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resembled him. His face looks like the face of Isa alayhi salam. And Isa alayhi salam granted him his own thawb, you know, his own garment and turban. So he put the turban of Isa alayhi salam on his head and the garment of Isa alayhi salam, and he went out. It was dark at night in the jungle. So the enemy saw Isa alayhi salam came out of the house. They thought is Isa alayhi salam, but in reality he was one of the disciple of Isa alayhi salam. And therefore they captured him and they crucified him, thinking that they crucified Isa alayhi salam. And here Isa alayhi salam was taken away to the heaven. Another story or another the riwayat is this, that when this enemy surrounded the Isa alayhi salam's house in that particular night, they sent one person inside to inquire about Isa alayhi salam, so he can come inside and indicate. So that person who came from the enemy side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resembled his face like the face of Isa alayhi salam. So when he went out, people thought that he is Isa alayhi salam. So they killed him, they captured him, they crucified him. He was crying, he was saying, oh, now I am one of you, please don't kill me. But they did not believe him because his face was looking like the face of Isa alayhi salam. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subbehalam. This is what the tafsir of the subbehalam is. So they killed their own person, their own man. When they crucified him, now the body doesn't look like the body of Isa alayhi salam. Only the face looked like Isa alayhi salam. Now they puzzle. Now they quiz. Now they started thinking, who is this person who we crucified? If this is our man, then where is Isa alayhi salam? And if this one is Isa alayhi salam, then where is our man? So this is what the meaning of Shubbehalam. So anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken Isa alayhi salam to the heaven with the body and soul at the age of 33. And when he will descend, he will have the same age. He will be still the age of 33. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has freeze his life. He is still alive there, like Rasulullah went for Miraj, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freeze the time. Time was the same. He took all the journey and returned back within the same time. So Allah can do anything. So here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has freeze his life. He is still for so many centuries. He is still at the age of 33. He stuck over there. And when he will descend at the age of 33. Now I will give you some. So what is the difference between us? And I have to run a little bit, with only 6 minutes left. So what they believe, the Rasulullah Isa alayhi salam was crucified, only the spirit, soul is gone up. We believe no. Soul and body together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away him in the heaven. And Allah Rasulullah said, met him when he went for the Miraj on the fourth heaven. Hazrat Aws ibn Uwais Thaqafi radiallahu ta'ala narrated this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سمي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ينزل عيسى المريم عند المنارة البيضاء شرقية دمشق عليه ممسرات كان رأسه يقطر من الجمان. He will, Hazrat Isa, as I said yesterday or a couple of days ago, when Hazrat Imam Mahdi will appear and he will prepare to fight with Dajjal, and this side Dajjal will come with his own army and he will travel the whole world, but he will not be able to enter into Medina. Now here Isa, Imam Mahdi with all the believers, Muslims, they will prepare the one big army and they will come to the Sham, to the Syria, at the border of the Syria. And there as they were preparing, next morning they were about to go to the battlefield to fight against the Dajjal, and the Dajjal will have his all followers, 70,000 and more with him. So now at the Fajr time starts, and when the Fajr time starts, Iqamat will be given, and as Imam Mahdi will proceed towards the Musalla, here Isa alayhi salam will descend at the Jama Masjid of Damascus on the white Manarat, on the putting his two hands on the wings of Jibreel Salam and Mikael Salam, and he will come in the way that water will dropping from his beard, just like freshly he took the shower, and he will descend. People will saw him and they will scream, the Isa alayhi salam is here. They will recognize him, and as Mahdi, Imam Mahdi will see him, he will come back and he will indicate Isa alayhi salam to please you go onto the musalla and lead the prayer. He said, no, the iqamat is given for you and you continue being imam. I will perform salat behind you. So Isa alayhi salam will perform fajr salat behind Imam Mahdi, and after the salat he will take over the leadership and he will be the commander in chief, and then he will come out from the Damascus and he will look for the Dajjal. When the Dajjal see him from far, he will start melting like salt is melting in the water. Likewise, he will start melting and he will run away towards Jerusalem, towards Baitul Maqdis, and he will try to climb on top of a mountain, but there Isa alayhi salam will follow him and he will kill him with the spear, and there and there he will die by Isa alayhi salam. And then according to another riwayat, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will kill the Dajjal and he will break the cross they, which they regard very very holy symbol. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will break the cross and he will kill the khinzir, the swine, you know, pig. The pig is not allowed in Islam. He will kill the pig and he will take off the jizya, the tax, which is tax the people used to pay for the Islamic country. And then he will rule over he will invite towards Islam, and everyone will accept Islam on his hand. In his time, there will be only one religion, and there will be the religion of Islam. All other religions will be perished and finished. There is no Judaism, no Christianity, no Hinduism, no Buddhism. Everyone will be Muslim. All the kuffar and infidels will be killed. And then he will rule for 40 years, according to one riwayat, according to another riwayat, 45 years. And then he will get married and he will have children. And then he will go to perform the Hajj, according to, and he will rule in such a way with insaf and justification, to that extent even the animals will have the peace among themselves. Lion will go with the cow and deer, it will not kill. Wolf will go with the goat and sheep, it will not attack onto the goat and sheep. Even the small children will play with the snakes and snakes will not bite them. So that will be the peace and tranquility in the whole world. No fighting, no quarreling, no enmity, no jealousy. Everybody will become muttaqi and pious. And then he will perform the Hajj he will rule according to Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was his wish. That was he made the dua, and Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua. So he will become like one of the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will sacrifice his nabuwat, and he will rule according to Quran and Hadith and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he will die after 40 years in the normal death. And then he will be buried in Madinah Munawwara. The Muslims of the time will perform Salatul Janaza on his mayyit. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is a space reserved next to my qabr, my grave, in the same dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where there are three graves, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But the fourth grave is empty, and that is the place Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be buried after his normal death. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi said, on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection, me and my brother Isa alayhi salam will rise together from the same grave with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar. So these four holy people, you know, will go together at the Maidan-e Arafat, towards the Maidan-e Hashar. So this is, inshallah, tomorrow we'll continue with Gog Magog, Yajuj and Majuj. Allah give us tawfiq for the waqf. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.